This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. You can access shows live or as podcasts by going online to kuci.org. This is the In the Garden Show, produced by the UC Master Gardeners of Orange County. I am Ann Liu, your KUCI radio host for the hour. This week's topic is California citrus threat. I'm thrilled to have Jennifer Pelham as my guest. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Jennifer is the horticultural advisor for UCANR. That's University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources for Orange County and San Diego counties. Before coming here to Southern California 2 years ago, she was also a horticultural advisor in Florida for 7 years. No, 15 years.
The 15
time
years,
went fast, didn't it?
Yes.
She's in a unique position to tell about the citrus threat that started in Florida and has now reached California. We're going to be talking about the discovery of a deadly citrus disease that is threatening California citrus, the Huanglongbing, or HLB, and the dangerous pest that spreads it, the Asian citrus psyllid. We'll go over how to recognize the problem in your backyard garden and how you can play a critical role in the solution. We have lots of interesting stuff to cover, so let's begin. Jennifer, shall we start with a history of citrus disease in Florida?
Sure. It feels like my entire career when I was in Florida working for the University of Florida that there's always been some citrus diseases that have been devastating the crops in the state. And the first one that I had experience with is called citrus canker. Mm. And citrus canker is a bacteria that is spread through the trees, and it slowly kills the citrus as the citrus grows. The disease kills it, that the tree dies within a few years after contracting the disease.
Do the leaves turn yellow?
The leaves do kind of turn yellow. They really get, with citrus canker, they get kind of a yellow spot on it, almost kind of like maybe little polka dots on the fruit and also on the leaves. And this is a bacterium that is in Florida and has devastated some of the Florida crops, but has never established in California, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is good. Then the Asian citrus psyllid, when was it detected in Southern Florida?
The Asian citrus psyllid was detected in Florida, in South Florida, actually in 1998. And the reason that this insect is so devastating is that it is the vector of another citrus disease that we know as HLB, Huanglongbing, citrus greening, the yellow shoot disease. It has lots of different names, but it's a more devastating disease than the Florida citrus growers ever could imagine. It's much worse than citrus canker.
It's been devastating for the commercial industry, hasn't it?
Yes, about 90% of the crops in Florida, the citrus crops, have been destroyed by this disease.
What does the psyllid look like?
It's a super tiny little insect. It's very, very small. It has brown wings. It kind of has some white stripes on it, and it kind of looks like a leaf hopper. It's almost hard to see without a little hand lens, but you might see them jumping around your citrus now and then.
And they're little babies. They're the eggs, and then the babies coming out. What does it look like?
Well, the eggs are actually super hard to see because they're really, really tiny, and the citrus psyllid likes to lay her eggs in little crevices on the plant, like in the little folds of the leaves or little cups where the leaves attach to the stems. So it's really hard to actually detect the eggs. The young citrus psyllids, or what we like to call the nymphs, are a small yellowish brown type of insect, and they can be identified by this white waxy tube that's kind of excreted from their backside. It's how they get rid of their waste, and so it looks like this white string coming out their backside.
Where did these psyllids come from?
They actually originated in Asia or India. We're not quite exactly sure, but calling it the Asian citrus psyllid, we can kind of narrow it down that came from that area, that part of the world. And typically with the Asian citrus psyllid by itself, it's not that a huge pest of citrus. It does feed on the leaves, the adults, and they do suck out the juices or the plant, and they can cause the new leaves to become deformed. But them alone are really not a problem to the citrus. The problem is that they are a vector of the HLB disease.
And they weaken the tree.
The HLB disease or the psyllids?
Citrus.
Oh, yeah, well,
the psyllid weakens,
right.
The-
As a young, for especially young trees, yes. Yeah, as they feed on the young trees and they cause the new growth to become deformed, they can weaken the tree.
So later on in the show, we'll talk a little bit about the best time to fertilize it so we can plan that flush of new leaves at a time when it can do the least amount of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the funny thing about this citrus psyllid is the way it feeds. It sticks its butt up in the air when it feeds at like a 45-degree angle. So if you see this little tiny brown insect with its butt sticking up in the air, then you can probably be pretty certain that it's the Asian citrus psyllid on your citrus.
And the leaves react by having a lot of curl. They're kind of ugly.
Yeah, it makes your tree look kind of ugly when you have the psyllids feeding on them. It causes when the psyllids suck out all the juices out of the leaves, it causes the leaves to curl and become deformed. And so the leaves do not develop properly, and it can make your tree look funny.
Should we tear off those curly leaves?
I don't know if you should tear off the leaves, because it depends on how large your tree is, really.
The constant answer to the world's most difficult questions, it depends.
Right, it really depends. If your tree's really small, your tree needs as many leaves as it can get so it can photosynthesize and grow. However, if you have a larger tree that's having some of the deformities, it wouldn't hurt to pick them off, but by picking off the leaves, you're not going to get rid of the citrus psyllid.
That's important.
Yes.
Also, I guess it would make sense that by pinching off the leaves, you're stimulating more growth of new leaves, which may be a problem because you're increasing more new growth at a time when the parent is laying more eggs and more nymphs, more eating, more food for the vector.
That's correct. The Asian citrus psyllid likes to feed on new growth. So whenever you have that new flush of growth, and a flush of growth is when your tree pushes out all those small, tender new leaves, that's when the Asian citrus psyllid is going to come in and start feeding on the leaves, because it likes the soft tissue of the new leaves. Older leaves have a tougher skin to them, and if you felt an older leaf versus a new leaf on a citrus tree, you can feel the difference, and it's much easier on this Asian citrus psyllid for its mouthpiece to pierce into the new growth rather than the old growth. So that's why they like the new growth.
And the new growth is more purplish and very, very tender to the touch.
And it has lots of yummy juices in for the Asian citrus psyllid to eat.
Where do they come from?
If you have citrus in your backyard, they're probably there. They came from Asia. They were in Florida. They got into Mexico, into Texas, into Arizona, and then they eventually from Arizona just made their way into Southern California. And just because you have Asian citrus psyllids on your citrus tree does not mean that your citrus tree has the HLB disease, and we can talk about that later on in the broadcast too.
How can humans be vectors?
Humans can be vectors by bringing in plant material that are infested. It could be plant material that's infested with the Asian citrus psyllid, or it could be plant material that is infected with the HLB disease. So if you're bringing in pieces of citrus that you graft on existing citrus trees, or if you move citrus from one place to another a long distance, you could be transferring that disease from one site to the other. And that could be pretty devastating to not only to the backyard citrus, but to also to the citrus industry in California when you transfer citrus around that could be infected. That's how it got into Southern California.
Yeah, that's an interesting
story. Yeah, so if you think about the HLB disease, it was in Florida. And how does it get from Florida into California? Or how does it get from Asia into California? Because HLB disease is also, of course, in Asia. Those little citrus psyllids don't fly from Florida or from Asia into California. They're just not, they're strong, but they're not that strong. So what happened was a homeowner went to Asia and had some citrus that he fell in love with and wanted to grow that in his backyard here in Southern California. So he smuggled in some pieces of the citrus tree, and he was planning on grafting that on his citrus trees in Southern California. And he's actually in Los Angeles County. And so when he brought in the pieces of citrus, and actually it's illegal to bring in plants from other countries without them without the proper paperwork, because his citrus had the HLB disease. So the Southern California already had Asian citrus psyllid, but we didn't have the disease. So the Asian citrus psyllids are just flying around, feeding on our citrus, making them look ugly. But here comes this disease brought in 2012. And now the Asian citrus psyllids can feed on that tree and start spreading the HLB disease around to different citrus.
And that shows us the value of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. When they check for people smuggling in plants, it can introduce disease. And this is a prime example of how it's endangering our agriculture in California. Don't move plants or clippings out of psyllid-infested areas. We have some quarantine areas right now in Orange County, don't we?
We do, and the quarantine does change all the time. So what a quarantine is that if an area is found with HLB, the disease, then the California Department of Agriculture will put a map out that if this one plant has a disease, it's likely that plants within so much feet might have the disease also. So they restrict any citrus that is moved in and out of that area. And in Orange County, that area is pretty much half of the county. So if you look at the county and you can cut it in half and you live north of that center line, then you're most likely in the quarantine area. Because that's where HLB disease has been found in Orange County. So it has moved from that backyard in Los Angeles into Orange County. It has moved throughout Los Angeles County, and it also has moved into Riverside County.
And how can we find the quarantine map?
You can find the quarantine map by going online, and the website that you want to go to is californiacitrusthreat.org, and they keep that updated, so you can zoom in onto your street and your neighborhood to see if you're in that quarantine. But in just best practice, it's just best practice not to move citrus long distance at all. Even if you aren't in the quarantine area, I wouldn't move citrus too far.
And it's important, I guess, to buy your citrus trees from a reputable, licensed California nursery. These citrus trees have tags on them to show that they have been examined and safe from citrus disease.
That's correct. Yes. You want to make sure that you buy your citrus trees and try to buy them locally too, so you aren't transporting them from one area to the other.
This is KUCI 88.9 FM in the Garden Show. Our topic is California Citrus Threat, and I am Ann Liu interviewing Jennifer Pelham, horticultural advisor for UCANR, Orange County, and San Diego. Let's talk about this HLB, the Huanglongbing, the Chinese for yellow shoot disease. How do we recognize a tree that's infected with HLB?
Well, this disease, with a lot of citrus diseases, can always be misidentified. So let's talk about some of the symptoms that people may see. When your tree is first infected, you probably won't even know that it's infected because it can take a couple months before it actually starts showing symptoms of the disease. And some of the symptoms that you'll start seeing occurs on the leaves first. The leaves turn kind of a yellow, molted type of a look to it. It has blotches of yellow on the leaves. Now this can be confused with nutrient deficiencies. So you don't want to have a tree that has a nutrient deficiency and then think that it has the HLB disease. Typically with nutrient deficiencies, if you have yellowing from the nutrient deficiency, you're going to have a uniform yellowing, a symmetrical pattern on both sides of the leaf. If you take the leaf and you draw a line down the middle along that mid vein of the leaf, it will look the same, basically the same on both sides. With the citrus greening disease or HLB disease or yellow shoot disease, whatever we want to call it, if you draw a line down the middle along that center vein, the blotchy yellowing is not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be all over the place. And that's one way to tell that you could have HLB. Now, you need to check because sometimes insects could be feeding on the underside of the leaf and cause that blotchiness too. So we don't want to always jump to conclusions that you have HLB just by the leaf. Some of the other symptoms and why this disease is so devastating is that it does kill your trees within a few years, and it's gonna make your fruit inedible. The fruit that comes from a diseased tree is very bitter. So you don't even want to juice it because it's not good to eat at all. And it also develops very lopsided. So if you think of a regular citrus and you cut it open, you have even sections of that citrus. It all looks symmetrical. It all looks the same. If you cut open a diseased citrus with HLB disease, a fruit, it's going to be lopsided. One section is going to be a lot smaller than the other section, and it's just not going to ripen. And that's why sometimes they call it the citrus greening disease, because the citrus stay green. They don't turn orange or yellow for lemons. They just kind of stay that green color.
So we can recognize the citrus disease by the yellowing pattern on the leaves, as well as the fruit that's small and deformed. The taste, what's the taste like?
The taste is very bitter, so you wouldn't want to eat it.
So you would know something is really bad. And these symptoms would last 1 to 2 years, let's say?
Yeah, probably about 1 or 2 years, and then your tree's going to eventually die from the disease, because the disease stops the flow of nutrients through the tree, and so the tree's going to slowly starve itself by not getting the nutrients.
And within 3 to 5 years, let's say, the tree is gone.
Right. And it's no, if your tree is diagnosed with the HLB disease, there's no reason to keep it. You know, some people are very, they treasure their citrus trees, and that's very understandable because citrus provides so many, it's a beautiful tree and it provides so much fruit to us. But if you have a tree that's infected with the disease, you're not going to want to eat the fruit anyway. So you want to get rid of it as soon as possible, not only because the citrus psyllids can continue to feed on your tree and spread the disease to your neighbors and to the rest of the county and state, but also because there's no point of keeping a diseased tree that's not going to produce an edible fruit.
When we remove the tree, should we burn it or bury it?
When you start cutting down your citrus tree, it's going to start to lose moisture in the tree. So as soon as you start doing that, the citrus psyllid isn't going to want to feed on it anymore. But you do want to dispose of it properly. And we don't want to burn it because you have to have a permit to burn. But you can dispose of it with your landscape trash. It is good to bag it if you can. Well, what I would really recommend is that before you start cutting down your citrus tree is to get it positively identified for the HLB disease. This is important on many factors. It's important that you don't cut down maybe a healthy tree that only has a nutrient deficiency that you think might have HLB, but also so that the CDFA knows where the citrus disease is, where this HLB disease is, and so they can mark it on their map. So I would recommend calling the California Department of Food and Agriculture hotline, and that number is 1-800-491-1899. That's 1-800-491-1899. And tell them that you have a tree that you're very suspicious of, that you think that it may have HLB disease. Have somebody from their department come out and diagnose your tree. What they will do is they'll take some leaves from your tree, they'll take the leaves back to their lab, and then they will do the testing to see if you have the HLB disease. And if you do, then they will come back and they will be able to dispose of your tree properly. But I wouldn't want to cut it down without getting it positively identified for those reasons.
Is there a cure for HLB?
Currently, there is not a cure for the HLB disease, but the scientists are working very, very hard on finding a cure. They're working in Florida, and they're working here in California, and they're doing so many different things by experimenting with different fungicides that could possibly kill the disease, to using heat treatment to kill the disease, to coming up with new variety of citrus that could be resistant to the disease. This is such a huge problem in the country, not just Florida and California, but in the country, because you know citrus is important. It's a couple $1 billion industry all over the country, and we rely on the citrus for not only to eat fresh, but also for our orange juice and for citric acid for some of our other products. The Coca-Cola industry, who you may know, owns Minute Maid, and that's in citrus. You know, you need to have citrus to make your orange juice. They have donated $1 billion to the research of the HLB disease. $1 million $1 million to find a cure. So they're very invested in this, and the researchers are working on it. And you can imagine that it may take many, many years before we can find either a cure or before we can find some resistant varieties to plant in our yards.
There's been so much destruction due to HLB in Florida that maybe 90% of the trees have been destroyed. Is that right?
Yeah, 90% of the commercial citrus have been destroyed by this HLB disease, and no one has backyard citrus anymore. So if you're a homeowner in Florida, your backyard citrus tree has probably died from this disease.
And we can see that effect at the grocery store. Just shopping for frozen orange juice is not how it used to be 15 years ago. It's much pricier, and the juice is not as plentiful.
Right, yeah, orange juice is that, because most of the citrus in Florida does go for juicing, where most of the citrus here in California goes to the fresh market. So it does definitely play a factor on the cost of orange juice in the grocery store, for sure.
Now, we've talked about oranges, citrus trees, thinking of just as oranges, but the other kind of trees that the psyllid likes, it's not limited to oranges, right?
No, they like a lot of the citrus relatives also, and citrus relatives include kumquats. So if you have a kumquat tree in your backyard, that is considered a citrus relative. And also there's an ornamental jasmine called the orange jasmine. Now, the orange jasmine ornamental plant is not widely grown in Southern California, but it was widely grown in Florida. And because of that, that helped the citrus psyllid move around Florida quite easily. And so it fed on that orange jasmine plant and then jumped over to the citrus trees in Florida. So so we need to be careful of all the citrus. There's also a plant you might have called the Indian curry leaf. It's grown in Southern California a little bit for the cooking, for restaurants, for eating. It's heavily grown in Hawaii. Hawaii doesn't have the citrus psyllid, nor do they have the HLB disease, but they do grow that Indian curry leaf, which can also be a host plant for the Asian citrus psyllid. Currently, the citrus industry does not have, the commercial citrus groves do not have the HLB disease. They are working to keep out the Asian citrus psyllid from their fields, but the HLB disease has not gone from the backyard citrus in LA, Orange, and Riverside County into the commercial citrus industry yet. And that's why it's so important that we as homeowners try to keep it out of our yards, because if it gets into the citrus industry, California could be just like Florida, with their citrus, basically their entire citrus industry being destroyed from this disease.
We want to keep any leaf matter, branches, fruit that seem to have this HLB contained in the areas where it is grown. And if you wanted to bring something for a neighbor or for somebody across town, it's not a good idea to be transporting it outside of the growing area.
That's right. Yeah, you want to, even taking your citrus to your friend in the next town over, if you're in the quarantine zone, that's not allowed. You want to make all citrus parts, leaves, shoots, plants, and the fruit in a quarantine zone need to be kept in the quarantine zone so we don't spread the disease further throughout the county in the state.
I would like to take a short station break to let you know that you are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine and KUCI.org online. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. This is the In the Garden show produced by the UC Master Gardeners of Orange County. The name of this show is California Citrus Threat, and I am Ann Liu, interviewing Jennifer Pelham, horticultural advisor for UCANR, Orange County, and San Diego. Now let's return to my interview with her. Let's talk about treatment. How do we treat the disease? Should we be spraying spinosad? Is the psyllid resistant to pesticides?
Well, yeah, the way to keep the disease from your citrus is trying to control the Asian citrus psyllid, because the Asian citrus psyllid is what is what's vectoring this disease. So kind of think like a mosquito, how a mosquito can be a vector of a lot of human diseases. This is the Asian citrus psyllid is a vector of this citrus disease, HLB. And the one thing you can do is try to prevent a lot of new growth on your citrus. Now, I think this is easier said than done, because their citrus is naturally going to grow. Your trees are going to push a new growth out in the spring, and usually they push another new flush of new growth out in the summer. And so you definitely want to try to limit that if possible. We all want our citrus to grow, but we also want to keep our citrus safe from this disease. So to do so, you want to try to limit your fertilization. You want to fertilize, but you don't want to fertilize too much to encourage too much growth on the new growth on the citrus that the psyllids are going to be attracted to.
So fertilize maybe early spring, maybe February, even before spring begins.
Yeah, it's always good to time. Once it starts getting warmer out and the days start getting longer, that's a good time to fertilize.
And maybe February and September are probably the months I do it.
Yeah, yeah, those are probably good months. Now, if your citrus tree looks great and it has nice green leaves and you don't see any nutrient deficiencies whatsoever, you may not even need to fertilize. Mm. So you only want to fertilize if you see a nutrient deficiency or if your trees are likely to get a nutrient deficiency maybe later on in the summertime.
And just as a side, what are the nutrient deficiencies that can cause yellowing, even yellowing?
Well, some of them, you might have zinc deficiency. That causes a bright yellow streaking that kind of goes diagonal throughout the leaves. You might have magnesium deficiency. Magnesium deficiency is also a bright yellow disease, but it starts at the tip of the leaf and kind of works along the edge backwards, kind of look like a V-shape on the leaf, a yellow V-shape. Iron deficiency turns all the tissue that is in between the veins yellow. It's like an intervenal yellowing disease. And all these diseases, or disease, it's not a disease, it's nutrient deficiency. All these nutrient deficiencies, you need to keep in mind that they're going to be symmetrical on the plant. So again, if you draw a line down the midrib of the leaf, the nutrient deficiency is going to be pretty equal on both sides, where HLB, the yellowing from the HLB disease, is not.
Master gardeners have been taught to recommend for IPM, integrated pest management, to be as organic as possible. So maybe the first line of attack is maybe a mechanical measure to get rid of the psyllid. I like to jet spray, keep the citrus tree very, very clean, keep the leaves clean. Do you think that would help get rid of those psyllids?
I think that could help to knock them off. Yeah, so you can definitely knock them off with a jet spray. You can also use some sticky traps that they'll sell at some of the home garden centers that you can put out that the citrus psyllid are attracted to, and they'll get into that trap and they'll land on that sticky board and not be able to get out. You can also use some insecticides. If you use an insecticide, that you need to make sure that the insecticide is labeled for citrus trees. We don't want to be putting on a hazardous insecticide on a edible fruit that we eat.
And spinosad in particular is not recommended.
It's not recommended, even though it's considered an organic pesticide. The citrus psyllid can get a resistance to that certain pesticide pretty quickly, and so that's why we aren't recommending the use of the spinosad.
And it harms bees.
And it does harm bees. And the good rule to keeping bees safe, I know everybody right now, as we should, we're all very concerned about the honeybees. A rule to keeping the honeybees safe in your garden is not to apply any insecticide to any flowering plants. So if your citrus trees are in flower, which they should be right now or about to be in flower, you don't want to be spraying any pesticides on those flowers or on your plant in general. Also, if you see bees around, you don't want to be spraying any pesticides. The bees usually are active in the mid-morning into the early evening while the sun's out. And once the sun starts going down, the bees go back to their hive and they rest for the evening. So if you need to spray a pesticide, spray when the bee, or either early in the morning before the bees wake up, or late at night after they go to bed, and also don't spray any plant that's in flower. And that's the best way to keep the bees safe.
Let's summarize a little bit. What do we look for on a citrus tree to see if it may have Asian citrus psyllid and Huanglongbing disease?
Yeah, the first thing that I notice when I see a citrus tree that has HLB is I notice the nymphs. Remember, the nymphs are the young young citrusillids. So these are small, yellowish, brownish, little oval-shaped insects that have this white tube that comes out their backside, and that's how they excrete their waste. And so this white tube that looks like a little string out their backside is very visible, and you'll see all this white string around your plant, and that's a good sign that you have the Asian citrusillids. You may also see that your leaves are curled. And so if your leaves are all curled up, that's another sign that it could be the Asian citrusillids from damage from their feeding. But there are some other insects that can cause that same damage on your citrus, such as aphids. Now, with the HLB disease, what you're going to notice is that your tree may lose some vigor. It might not grow very well anymore. You might see some dieback, and dieback is when you have some leaves starting to fall off the stems, and the stems starting to die back. And you also notice that yellow blotching, mottled look on the leaves that's not symmetrical. And it's going to be on the both sides of the leaves, and it's not going to, you got to make sure that it's not caused by insects that might be feeding on the backside.
The quarantine hotspots, not only in Orange County, but do you see it in San Diego?
We have quarantine for the Asian citrusillid, but we do not in San Diego County, but there is no quarantine for the HLB disease.
How about Riverside?
Riverside does have a quarantine area for the HLB disease. It was found in Riverside last year, the disease. So how did it jump from LA to in Orange County all the way to Riverside County? I'm sure it was transported by somebody who got some citrus over in this direction in Orange County and or Los Angeles County and moved it over to Riverside.
Often from home gardens, people transplanting their trees or taking a branch to save money maybe and not buying a tree that has been examined for HLB. How about the pills on the fruit? Can that spread the disease?
Typically, the Asian citrusillid feeds on the leaves. They can also feed on the rinds. It's possible that they may do that. It's just best not to transport any part of the tree, including the fruit, outside a quarantine area.
So I've been careful when I travel. If I peel my fruit, I dispose of the skins close to where I finish eating it rather than saving it and flying to another region and throwing it away there, because it can carry the disease to another part of the country.
Yeah, it definitely can. So you really want to, especially if you're going to another part of the country that grows citrus, like if you're going to Arizona or New Mexico, Texas, Florida, we don't want to transport any type of disease or any type of insect back and forth. And usually when an insect is or a disease is transferred between states, it's because of public transportation, of somebody that unknowingly, of course, has brought in an infected plant.
Now, the name of this show is California Citrus Threat. Are there other threats to our citrus industry in California?
Well, there's always something that can be bothering your citrus. And some minor pests that you might notice on your citrus is you might notice aphids. Aphids are a small pear-shaped insect that also likes to feed on new growth, just like the Asian citrusillids. It seems like all the insects love the new growth of plants because that's the most tender and has the most juice for them to feed on. And with the aphids, they also cause the leaves to curl. So you may not have Asian citrusillid, but you may have symptoms of Asian citrusillid because you might have leaf curling. But if you look closer, it might be aphids instead of the Asian citrusillid. So you want to make sure that you identify the insect that's causing the damage properly.
I didn't know that aphids can cause the leaves to curl. So a trick to identify the Asian citrus psyllid is their abdomen, whether their butts are in the air.
Yeah, if they're feeding with their butt in the air, that's the good way to identify them, where aphids feed with all six legs on the ground or on the leaf.
And they leave a yellowish trail?
The Asian citrus psyllids, they could leave a trail with their waste. Mm. Yes. And talking about their waste, we should mention that ants love their waste. The Asian citrus psyllids and the aphids, both pests of citrus, they feed on the juice that's in the leaves of the plant, and this juice has a lot of sugar in it. And so when they excrete their waste, that is a perfect food source for ants. So another thing that you want to look for in your citrus is, do you have a lot of ant activity?
I do. So, and I can use that sticky tape wrapped around the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, you can use sticky tape. You can use that sticky tar type substance that you put around your tree. Because the reason why we want to keep the ants off is that the ants protect the Asian citrus psyllids, and they protect the aphids even from natural predators. Mm. So there could be natural predators like lizards and birds that might come, and other insects that might come and eat the Asian citrus psyllid and eat the aphids. And the ants, because they see these insects as a food source, they chase away the beneficial insects, the predators that would feed on them.
And not only do they leave this sticky honeydew type substance, it can be covered with black sooty mold, and I've seen that on my leaves.
Yeah, that's another sign that you could have the Asian citrus psyllid. That sticky honeydew that comes out their backside grows a non-pathogenical, which means that it doesn't cause any harm to the plant, but you're going to have this black sooty mold that grows on top of this sticky substance. And it can grow on the leaves below, on the older leaves, wherever the waste falls. Sometimes it even grows on your sidewalks or your curbs or your car. If your car is parked under a citrus tree or near a citrus tree where the sticky waste might fall from the insects. So it doesn't cause any harm. That sooty mold does not cause any harm to your plant, but it's a good sign, a good indication that you have some type of insect, either the Asian citrus psyllid or it could be the aphid that's feeding on your plant.
It's important to keep those psyllids under control, because the overall health of the citrus trees depend on clean leaves, clear of these buggers.
That's right. So you want to go out and you want to inspect your citrus tree on a regular basis.
At least once a month.
You know, we hear a lot of time, oh, it happened overnight, that people say, oh, my tree died overnight, or this problem on my tree came in overnight. But typically that doesn't happen. And so that's why we recommend that you go out and actually pay attention to your plants and to your citrus tree and look at them, you know, every 2 weeks or once a month and inspect your tree, because it's not likely that anything happened overnight. It's been going on for quite a while. It just hasn't been noticed before, because it does take that careful inspection.
And this may sound alarming. If your citrus tree has fruit and the psyllid, don't be afraid. The fruit is still safe to eat.
Yes, if you have the citrus psyllid, but your tree does not have the HLB disease, you can still eat the fruit. It tastes perfectly fine. It won't harm you whatsoever. And even when, if your tree does get the HLB disease, and it doesn't make the fruit poisonous, but it does make the fruit bitter. So you can eat it. It just doesn't taste very well, but it's not going to cause any harm to you.
And that's a pretty good sign when the fruit turns bitter that the tree is not doing very well. By calling the California Department of Food and Agriculture for more positive identification, do they sometimes come out to remove trees?
They will. So if you call the California Department of Food and Agriculture and they come out and they believe that your tree has HLB, they will do a test. So they'll take some of the leaves off your tree and they will take it back to the laboratory and they will test for the HLB disease. And if it comes back positive, they will come out and remove the tree from your yard.
That is very helpful. It's not just a wonderful public service. It helps to contain the spread of this disease throughout the county. The psyllid arrived in Southern California in 2008, and the HLB disease was first detected in Los Angeles in 2012. We don't want this to be a growing problem. It's been 5 years, 5-6 years since the detection of HLB, and we can see already that it has spread from Los Angeles to Orange County to parts of Riverside, not yet in San Diego, but there is definitely an alert, red flag alert. And this affects all types of citrus, including oranges, grapefruit, lemons, and mandarins, and kumquats. It can even affect some closely related ornamentals, as Jennifer has pointed out. Jennifer, we're coming to the end of the show. We have about 8 more minutes, and I think that maybe you have some things to add that I have not pinpointed as a question, and I want to just give you free form. Just go for it and add what you want to say about the California citrus threat.
I just want everybody to really take this seriously and just understand that you don't think that because it's in your backyard that's not going to affect everybody else. This is a very serious issue. We don't want California to end up in the same situation that Florida is in right now, with almost the entire citrus industry being devastated by this disease. And so action is with you. It's with the homeowners, because that's where the disease is found right now. It's found in backyards of homeowners throughout Southern California. It has yet to be found in the commercial citrus groves, but that doesn't mean that the potential is not there. So we need your work into detecting this and making sure that we can eradicate the HLB disease from Southern California. So please pay attention to your citrus trees. Please, if you believe your tree has the disease, please call the California Department of Food and Agriculture at 1-800-491-1899. That's 1-800-491-1899. And please ask them to come out and inspect your trees. This could save the citrus industry in California. I know we all love our citrus trees and we don't want to see them go, but we need to look at the bigger picture. You know, your backyard citrus versus a couple billion-dollar industry in California. And like I said, it's a backyard problem right now. It's a homeowner disease right now that we are trying desperately to keep out of the commercial citrus industry.
This is an important show to share with anyone you know who has citrus trees growing in their backyard garden. You can access this podcast on our Master Gardener website, www.mgorange.ucanr.edu. That stands for Master Gardeners Orange County. That's why it's MG Orange. UCANR stands for University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources. And of course, EDU, because we are associated with University of California. Jennifer, we have 4 more minutes. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I just want to remind everybody, you can treat for the psyllids, so you can treat with them in multiple ways. But if you do choose to use a pesticide, make sure it is a pesticide that is labeled for use on citrus trees. Remember, do not apply when the citrus tree is blooming, nor do you want to apply when there are bees present. And if the citrus tree is blooming, that's probably when the bees are present, because we want to protect our honeybees. But you always want to follow the label directions on the pesticide. Those are there for a reason. Always remember, when you're using pesticides, more is not better. We want to make sure that we only apply to our citrus trees when the psyllids are present. And the reason is that pesticides are contact killers. They're not going to prevent the psyllids from coming to your tree. What they do is that you spray them and you have to have contact with the psyllid in order to kill it. So there's no point on spraying your trees if you do not have any psyllids. Also, make sure that you don't apply pesticides to your entire landscape, because the citrus psyllid likes citrus trees and only the close relatives of citrus. So there's no point in spraying your entire landscape to get rid of the psyllids when you will always find them, and only find them, I should say, not always, you will only find them on a citrus or citrus-related plant. And always, when you are applying pesticide, because the psyllids are small, make sure you do a really good coverage of your tree, making sure you spray the top of the leaf and the underside of the leaf, so you can make sure you get those little buggers. And again, only spray when they are present.
We have come to the close of our California Citrus Threat Show for In the Garden. We've covered how the Asian citrus psyllid is fast becoming a major problem in spreading a deadly citrus disease called HLB, or Huanglongbing, yellow shoot disease. We all play a critical role in being part of the solution. Remember, first, inspect your citrus trees monthly. Look for tiny insects on the bottom of new citrus leaves. Twisted leaves can be a sign. Look for the psyllid that has its back end pointed upward. 2, do not move citrus plants, plant material, or fruit in or out of quarantine areas or across the state or international borders. 3, plant only citrus trees from reputable, licensed California nurseries. 4, dry out or double bag plant clippings prior to disposal if you suspect that these leaves are carrying the bacteria. 5, if you suspect your tree has the psyllid or the disease, act fast. Call the California Department of Food and Agriculture hotline at 1-800-491-1899. You can learn more by going on californiacitrusthreat.org, or simply going on the Master Gardener website, mgorange.ucanr.edu. Just as a point of interest, you can download the Save Our Citrus smartphone app to help you identify and report the pest and disease. Find that information on californiacitrusthreat.org. Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing your expertise and time with us. This show can be accessed on UC Master Gardener website, MG Orange. Find In the Garden past shows and look for California Citrus Threat. I like to end my shows with this reminder: gardeners live longer, healthier, and happier lives. Thank you for listening to KUCI 88.9 FM In the Garden Show. Tune in every week on Thursday, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for another green topic.